What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 33 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and for today's episode, we're going to be talking about Ford again, but how they've announced their new EV line of vehicles, electric vehicles, as well as a hybrid Mustang. So as usual, let's go ahead and dive right into it. So like I said, guys, just getting right into things, Ford announced recently a brand new line of EV vehicles as well as hybrids. One of them being an all-new hybrid Mustang, which is very interesting, as well as an all-electric crossover. Now, in regards to getting into the details of specifics of everything that they said they got going on, there's really not much to tell. There's really not. I mean, all we really know about this new crossover that's coming out is that it's going to be 300-mile range, and it's going to be Mustang-inspired. This, we already know these things, and that's pretty much it. I wish I could give you guys more information, but that's all we really know. But I wanted to make this episode anyway because I think it's part of a much bigger picture of what's really going on. And to lead off with that, I'm going to read a quote, a direct quote from Ford's president of global operations, Mr. Joe Hinrichs. So he says specifically, the company, meaning Ford, is moving quickly toward producing what is previously described as a Mustang-inspired all-electric SUV that will be in showrooms next year, so 2020. About the same time Tesla begins to deliver the very first Model Y battery SUV. Here's why I wanted to make this episode and why I believe this is astronomically huge news, is that very last little section of that quote. Tesla begins to deliver the first Model Y battery SUV. What does that tell us? Well, I'll tell you, me as a car enthusiast and as kind of a car news reporter to you guys, is a lot of these big automotive companies are definitely threatened by Tesla. And I think that's entirely true. You know, I think it was, what was it, 2019 or end of 2018, the beginning of quarter of the year or end of a quarter of the year, I don't remember which one, but Tesla outsold BMW, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus in luxury car sales with their Model 3 and Model S. Not only that, but now coming just the other day, Ford released a statement of how they're planning on building an all-electric crossover the same time the Model Y will hit showrooms. So now we have all these automotive giants that are potentially losing sales to Tesla. Why is that? Well, again, sticking with the bigger picture, automotive times are completely changing. You know, I'm a car enthusiast just like you guys are. Of course, I still want to hear the rumble of the engine. I want to hear the backfire from the exhaust. Sometimes I want to drive that manual to feel the road and have fun. But I think coming to reality and realistic of things, we're not going to lose that entire aspect of cars. You know, the, I guess we'll call it the engine and the exhaust and the manual and all those things. The manual might be going away. But anyway, getting back to it, is that times in the world are changing. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we had three hypercars come out that were all hybrids. The LaFerrari, the P1, and the 918 Spider. Now, Pagani recently announced that they were looking into a Huayra with battery assistance. Amazing stuff. Aston Martin created the Rapide E, an electric car. Maserati coming out with an electric car, the Alfieri. And now Ford said they're going to have an entirely new lineup of hybrid and electric vehicles. Do you think this is the result of Tesla entering the automotive world, mixed with EPA standards that are coming down on United States and European markets? Or do you just think it's the EPA standards on the markets out there? Something to think about. In my opinion, I think it's both. I think because of the EPA standards and MPG standards that are being implemented rather quickly in the North American markets and European markets, automotive manufacturers are having to get quick and savvy and figure out new ways to get better standards for vehicles. Of course, hybrids and electric cars are a quick way to do that. But you take that, they if it was just those standards alone, they have time to implement that. But Tesla comes aboard and completely steals sales away from everybody. You can look at this two ways. You can say bigger automotive manufacturers are scared to lose sales to Tesla, and Tesla can be the bad guy. Or you can look at it and see how Tesla is the light at the end of the tunnel. Because they came in when they did, and Elon Musk came in when he did, forcing the hand of all the automotive manufacturers to change, to not only better their vehicles, but at the same time, be more fuel conscious, perform better at the end of the day, and comply with standards. This title of this episode is Ford EV Line Plus Hybrid. And like I said, in regards to information of those two cars, it's very brief and very limited. But I wanted to make this episode so we can talk about the overall picture as to why potentially Ford decided to make this announcement. It's something I personally think is very exciting. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it for episode number 33, talking about Ford as well as other EV and hybrid markets. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast, like on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Car 5 Podcast. By subscribing, you're entering a chance for free to win some free automotive merchandise. So stay tuned for that. Anything you guys need, don't hesitate to send me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in May 13th for episode number 34. We're going to be talking about Ford again. Will a Ford GT hit 300 miles per hour? Absolutely incredible. Again, don't forget to subscribe, win some merchandise. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe. Have a great evening. Thank you.